Welcome, everyone, to Dirt Doctor Radio, specializing in how to be honestly green. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, and are really good for the environment. Tips and suggestions from listeners are encouraged, so give us a call at 866-444-3478. It's now time to venture through the foggy misinformation and learn about what truly is green. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor and proud owner of Mystery Dog Tater, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, all of that stuff. Really appreciate you taking a little time. I know there's a lot going on out there to be with us, listening and calling in and participating in the show. Telephone number is 866-444 Dirt, which is 3478. This hour brought to you by, among other folks, the Achieve Vitality Stem Cell Therapy people. And I've had it done, a torn knee, remarkable what it did. A lot of other people are having great success. And I recommend you looking into it if you're having any pain problems or issues, thinking about surgery or having to take a bunch of medicine for pain or whatever it is that you're dealing with. You might want to talk to Dr. Darcy before you do anything else because it's free. All you have to do is give them a call and set up a consultation and they'll tell you all about it. It's Dr. Darcy. The telephone number is 469-600-8794. 469-600-8794, or go to achievevitality.net, achievevitality.net. You'll see a lot of ads and hear a lot of ads about stem cell therapy out there, and I haven't heard any. There may be some others. I haven't heard any that do the kind of stem cell therapy that this is. This is using umbilical cord stem cells, which are by far the best way to go. And it's pretty fascinating, the whole story about that. The hospitals have been saving umbilical cord stem cells for years and years and building a bank of them from healthy babies that were born. And they were doing it on purpose to have this storehouse of them if there was ever any giant catastrophe and, a lot of people hurt, that it would be available. And they got to a point where they had enough, they thought, in this bank, and they started making them available to people, very limited number of folks that could qualify to get these particular kinds of stem cells. So that's where it all got started, and this company is one of those that can handle these umbilical cord stem cells. Check it out, especially if you've been having any problems. We've had a lot of people contact us and ask about it and have done it and had great success. It's one of those things where it's not 100% always. Some people accept it more than others do, but it's a very high percentage of people and situations where this treatment helps a lot. So check it out. We've got open lines. If you want to jump in here, you can get on with me right away. I've got a few things that I need to do, and then we'll go back to the phones. That telephone number is 866-444-3478. A little more in Howard's garden. I was going to tell you a little story related to the garden and my tree climbing dog. Yeah, she's still doing it. I took the plastic off of the tree where she normally goes up. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's Nellie, our tree climbing dog. You go to dirtdoctor.com and do a search. Put in Nellie, N-E-L-L-I-E. Judy took a video of her doing it, if you think I'm making this up. And it was shortly before she went all the way, 20-something feet up in the tree and fell out. Judy told me the other day she went up that high again, which really surprised me because she's done something. She's running around 100 miles an hour in the backyard all the time, chasing squirrels and just having fun. And she hit something and had a cut on the top of her paw and ripped a toenail, tore a toenail, which we weren't going to do anything. I talked to Dr. Dan Kirby in San Antonio. He said they normally cut it off and let the toenail completely regrow. We took her to a vet here finally, and they took the top part that had torn loose from the inside of the toenail, took that off and some antibiotics to put on it. And then they gave us this great instruction. They said, don't let her lick it. Right. Don't let Nellie lick her foot. That worked out real well. So now we're just, waiting, and it's healing. But she's already, after the injury, she's already climbed up 20 feet in the tree again. So I'm going to probably put the plastic on again and do two of them so it goes farther up the trunk, so she would really have a tough time going up. But I discovered after leaving it on for a while the first time that you're really doing some damage to the bark, just like too much soil or too much mulch covering the flare does. You're preventing it from breathing like it's supposed to. Now, when you're just doing it on one side of the tree she climbs is leaning. It's the live oak that, and if you look at dirtdoctor.com, it's the one that's in the foreground of the shot that you see there in my backyard. But leaving it on there, and I guess I'm going to have to leave it, put it on for a while, take it off for a while, and watch her and put it on for a while and take it off so I don't do some damage to the tree. But that's one of the reasons people ask me, why are you talking about taking the soil and the mulch off of the flare and off the base of the tree all the time so much as you do? Well, when the flare is covered, that means you have that there is a covering of the bark tissue. That flare ain't the roots. It's part of the trunk. And it's supposed to have bark on it. If it's covered up, it may not have very much. It may be even starting to decay and starting to have some problems. What I think throws people the most about how important this uncovering the base of trees is they'll tell me, oh, my tree is 70 years old and it's been like that, all this time, it's no problem at all. Well, that's beside the point. We've uncovered trees, the bases of trees that are 800 years old, the pecan tree in Weatherford. Specifically, we took 4.5 feet off of one side of the tree. It's somewhere between 500 and 800 years old. The 3,000-year-old Montezuma cypress in Oaxaca, Mexico, that I love so much. They did a version of it. There's some flare showing, but they increased the air to the trunk and to the flare by building an underground aeration system, which is, they could have done it a lot less expensively by just doing it from the surface and taking the top off, but they did this elaborate underground aeration system, which worked. It's the tree's doing beautifully. So, and we uncovered trees on the Radio Shack project that became one of the campuses for Tarrant County Community College over in Fort Worth, 40-acre project. We uncovered the live oak trees that are on that southwest corner when the project was being built. We took 5 feet, 4 feet, 6 feet off of some of those trees, 18 inches, 12 inches off of others. And it was the project where I learned a couple of things. One is when a tree is buried in soil too deeply and there's a lot of broken rock in the soil, it can last a lot longer than if the rock is not there. It apparently gives it some sort of breathing or aeration to the trunk of the tree. And we didn't find much rot. We didn't find the false roots growing out or anything when we uncovered those trees. They've done very, very well increasing their growth, though, and living since we did the work. I'm Howard Garrett. More on that when we come back. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. Website is dirtdoctor.com, and you can go to the website. Look over to the right, that list of things that you see there. The top one says Forest Breeze and Fall Colors. Those are the two pieces of art that we're making available. One prints and the other originals from the Dirt Doctor, and it'll tell you if you click on that, show you what they look like. More or less, when I do the originals for you, they're going to look a little bit, each one will look a little bit different, but you'll see the general character of what the painting will look like by checking out the ones that I've already done. 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this.
Unibest International has a great new soil testing kit for home gardeners, agriculture and greenhouse producers, turf managers, and landscape contractors. Tests determine what fertilizer nutrients are needed and provide easy-to-understand fertilizer recommendations tailored to your site that will improve production and quality. For more information or to order your ready-to-use professional-grade soil test kit, call 877-535-2479 or go to unibestinc.com. That's 877-535-2479.
Bring a dose of nature indoors with the new Espoma organic plant foods loaded with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes to grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And with Espoma's new Easy Dose cap, you'll get a perfect pour every time. Just flip open the cap, turn the bottle over, and pour in the pre-measured dose. Then fill the watering can with water and feed the plants. No measuring, no mess. Just flip, fill, and feed. Espoma Organica, natural in the garden since 1929. Visit Espoma.com to learn more or to find a retailer near you.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
Book your consultation now. Call today at 469-687-94 and receive a $200 consultation free of charge. That's 469-687-94 for the free consultation, or go to AchieveVitality.net.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garajuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garajuice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Franke family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we need to catch up on phone calls here. First up is Carol in Dallas. Hey, Carol.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. What's up?
Well, I had Tyson Woods out here this past week.
Okay.
And asked for some native tree trimmings. And so they went to dump, they filled up the whole back of their shredding thing, van, anyway. And when they dumped, it all came out at once. So I have about 18 yards.
Good.
And I was wondering when I could expect you to come over and give me a hand spread in this.
Well, you can do a couple. I'd love to get some of it. I'm always needing more. In fact, I've got a request into him to get a load whenever he's working in the Lakewood area again. You can do a couple things. You can start putting it out slowly but surely, but also leave it right where it is and just let it compost. It'll start. You'll notice it start steaming just a little bit at the top, especially when the weather changes. But you don't have to put it all out in any rush. You can do it over a period of time, and in the meantime, it just breaks down and becomes better and better material.
Okay. How thick should I put this down?
Where are you putting it?
I've got a lot of yard, and I've got a 2 years ago, I had new sewer and water lines put in, so I've got limestone scars. So those are definitely going to be covered over first.
Yeah, that's great for that. You can put it in the completely bare areas. I'd put it about 2 inches deep, maybe even a little deeper. When you're putting it on existing turf or a wildflower area or something like that, you want to put it down a lot thinner. You want to put it out so that it covers pretty much, but you can still see through it a little bit. You see what I mean? And
yeah,
then in a bed, you can go as deep as 3 inches. Just don't pile it up on the stems of plants.
Yeah, well, I'm going to expose some flares when it dries out, if it ever does, and so I'll put it around my big oaks, too.
Oh, that'd be great.
So just thin enough so it doesn't smother out the grass.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
If you can still see through it and see the grasses, we've done that on ranches and on residential property where it's all weedy, and people were asking me what was the first thing to do, and it's amazing how quickly it It gets things growing and gets you back where you want to be.
I've got a bunch of oaks, red and live, and I've got tons of leaves. Can I put it over the leaves, or do I have to, good God, rake them up first?
It would be best to at least mow them and grind them up into a finer texture, and then if you do it, no problem.
Okay.
If you cover them while they're still flat, they'll tend to plate and kind of seal off the breathing, you know, the oxygen in and carbon dioxide out process. So it'd be better to mow them first.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'll be thinking of you as my back hurts and I'm sweating.
Get to work as soon as it's dry enough.
Thank you.
Thanks, Carol. Bye-bye. It's, yeah, it's a lot of work. I've done it, a lot of it, and I'll be doing some more as soon as I can get some more. We're continuing to put some in some eroded places in the back, and that erosion place. You know, we've got where the bamboo starts. We've got a my property goes about 70 feet farther out and drops 30, 35 feet. And so it had gotten to a point where I'd been a little too cavalier and let some erosion get started. And I was actually getting prices on putting in a wall there and spending a lot of money. And the compost and the bamboo have solved the problem for me at much less cost. Here's Jim in Rockwall, Texas. Hi, Jim.
Yeah, Howard, listen, I appreciate your help here. I had heard in the past, I was listening to your show and just picked up a little bit of information about using vinegar as a weed control product.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually went to the store and bought a couple of gallons of what they call industrial strength vinegar, put it in a sprinkler can and went around and sprinkled it some henbit and clover. I've got an infestation of henbit and clover in my Bermuda grass yard, especially in the areas where you don't have a whole lot of sun, the more shaded areas. And the vinegar curled that stuff up, and it's just almost gone to powder in about 10 days. So I know it works full strength, but I think there's a better combination for that.
Well, you said it was industrial strength. What do you mean by that? What did it say when you bought it the strength was?
I bought it out of Walmart, and they had apple cider vinegar there, and then they had a one right beside it that said industrial type or industrial strength of vinegar. And that's all the instruction that was on there.
It didn't say what the acidity was or anything like
it,
that.
It did not. I looked for that, and I did not see anything on there that separated it from the apple cider vinegar that was available right next to it.
Well, I'm going to have to go in and take a look at that product because that's not enough information for me to be able to tell you how to dilute it. If it's 20% vinegar, we would dilute it with water. You could dilute it almost, you know, 50-50 with water and it'd still be good. But if it's 20%, a lot of people just use it full strength 20% because it kills so quickly and so effectively. So you could go either way there. If it's stronger than 20%, it's probably not a natural vinegar. It's probably a petroleum-based product, and it can still be used and not cause too many problems, but it's not what I highly recommend. What was the store where you bought it? And I'll go look into it.
Like I say, I bought this at Walmart.
Walmart? I'll check it out.
I've been to Walmart several times a week, and I just drifted through the areas there, the cleaning products. And there
okay.
It was.
Let me put you on hold, Jim. If you had something else, I got to go, and I'll be right back.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Somebody has a tip for me I'm going to talk to next. Richard in Colorado Springs. Hello, Richard.
Hi, Howard.
What you got for me?
Well, if you can still kick yourself, you're going to.
Okay.
You know those collars they put on dogs' necks so they don't scratch their ears?
Yeah, but we tried to put one of those on her yesterday, and she wasn't having any of that.
No. You're not getting it. You're going to have one prefab. Whether it's plastic or sheet metal.
Oh, you mean for the tree? Yeah, I looked into that when we first had the problem come up, and I couldn't find anywhere to get anything like that. Yeah.
Well, go to a sheet metal place. They'll prefab it for you, give them the circumference, and figure out how to attach it gently. And when she hits that collar, she's not going to be able to go up there anymore.
Yeah, you're right. I need to do that. I actually looked into it, and then I couldn't find anything easy. I thought they probably made them for keeping squirrels from climbing trees, and they'd be easy to find, but I found out that wasn't the case. So a sheet metal company is where I need to go, you think, huh?
Yep, they can prefab anything.
Okay, all right. I appreciate the tip, and I'll get on it.
Oh, and one other thing.
Okay.
The the industrial grade that gentleman was talking about is basically a cleaning grade vinegar.
Okay.
A lot of the dollar stores sell it. It's a 10% vinegar.
Oh, okay. Well, 10% would be fine. I hope he's still listening, because 10% is the formula that I basically recommend. 10% with a little bit of orange oil, like a tablespoon to an ounce of orange oil added to it, makes a vinegar that kills just about as well as the 20% and is a lot less expensive, you know, over a period of time.
Yeah, and the reason I say is because I'm pretty sure grocery stores can't sell the 20%, because that truly is an industrial vinegar.
That probably is exactly right.
The cleaning vinegars are definitely 10%.
Yeah, makes sense. Richard?
All right.
Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. We got great listeners always there with help when I need something. Delbert in Southwest Oak Cliff, beautiful part of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. What's up?
I need to know when I can cut my pampas grass.
What are you doing this afternoon?
Waiting for it to dry out.
A couple of different ways to go, Delbert, on cutting back pampas grass. Some people don't do it at all. They just let it go and let it, you know, get bigger the next season. I guess the best answer for you is to cut it back whenever it gets to the point where it doesn't, you don't like the way it looks. If you still have green foliage on it right now, I'd wait. I'd wait until the frost, you know, damages the green, and cut it back at that time, so you're not looking at a big old cut back, you know, stub for any longer than you have to.
Okay, and what about propagating bougainvillea? Can I do that now?
You can probably propagate bougainvillea in a greenhouse situation, which is where it would have to be right now anyway, any time. It might be, though, that your best results would be kind of the same timing that we use for other woody plants like grapes and figs and things like that, and that would be late winter, early spring, when you're starting to get some bud swell. Pink bud, we'd call it, you know, before – just before it starts to grow. You might take some cuttings right now, plunge them, put some bottom heat, you know, get one of those little devices for greenhouses that give you heat underneath the propagation pots or flats, whatever you're using. Do some now and then do some more at that time where the buds are swelling, and see which way works best for you.
Yeah. Okay, you appreciate
can,
that.
You can probably and propagate got, it during the growing season as well. I think bougainvillea is pretty easy to propagate.
Okay, got a couple of tips for people.
Okay.
The Dollar Tree has a cleaning solution they call Awesome, and it's a pretty good cleaner, but also the spray mechanism for the top of the Awesome fits hydrogen peroxide bottles perfectly.
Huh.
So you can just use that top to screw onto your hydrogen peroxide bottle and not have to transfer your hydrogen peroxide to anything.
Hey, that's a great tip.
And also,
there's only one caveat I need to throw in on that. When you're spraying hydrogen peroxide, I assume you're using it for disease control or something like that. The 3% right out of the bottle from the store is a little bit too strong. It would be best if you, you know, added, you know, did a 50-50 hydrogen peroxide in water. It'll still be effective as a disease control and won't give you any phytotoxicity at all. Plus, it just makes the stuff go farther.
Right.
And it's called Awesome also, Cleaner. What's in the Awesome Cleaner?
I don't know, but if you use it full strength, it'll take paint off of some stuff.
Well, we better see what the ingredients in there are. But I will. We have a Dollar Tree pretty close to our house. I'll check that out.
Also, I had a water hose reel that I thought had gone bad. It was one of these automatic reels.
Uh-huh.
And I changed over from a vinyl hose to one of the metal hoses, and it reels up real fine now. So anybody having trouble with reeling up hoses, do you have any problem with the metal hoses yet?
I don't know what a metal hose is. You're throwing me on that one. How do you have a metal hose?
It's we get a lot of these catalogs,
uh-huh.
And they have the. I haven't seen any in the store yet.
It's a mesh on the outside. Is that?
Yeah, it's just a metal mesh on the outside.
Okay, I got you. I've never used those. Are they pretty pricey?
No, not much more than regular hose, and they're supposed to be puncture proof, and it shows you can run over them with a car, and they don't doesn't bother them. But they're light, rather lightweight. I've got a couple of them. I've got one in the front and one on my automatic reel in the back.
Well, obviously, and there's something inside the metal that's plastic or vinyl or something like that, or it would leak pretty badly.
Right.
So it just depends on what that material is as to whether it's toxic or not. Some of the hose material, you're asking an interesting question, because some of the hose material does have is pretty well loaded with heavy metals and is a concern. So we need to look into that, but I will I'll look into the metal hoses myself. That's a good tip. I haven't done that before.
Also on lawnmowers, mm-hmm. I had a problem with my people that were doing my lawn.
Mm-hmm.
I could never get them to cut it high enough. They evidently have their mowers set at one stage, and they don't want to go any higher. So and being 77 years old, I don't like jerking on those ropes anymore or fooling with gasoline. So I went to the battery-operated, I bought me a Cobalt mower and weed eater, and I got my lawn set at about 2.5 to 3 inches now, and I've still got green grass where everybody around me's grass is brown. And anybody that's getting older wants to get a little exercise and not do all the hard work of jerking on that rope, go with a battery-operated lawnmower. They are great.
Well, I think they are, too. The Steel makes a great one, and also the Ego company make really good ones, and they're run by the big batteries that last pretty good while, plenty long to get your lawn mowed, and then charge them again before you go again. They're nice and quiet is another benefit. You don't have as much noise pollution. Well,
it's a lot easier pulling that battery out of that charger and slipping it in than it is jerking on that rope.
Yep, I agree. Good tips, Delbert.
Okay, I appreciate your program.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate it very much. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. One of the things that related to that I'd mentioned, too, if you do still have gasoline-powered equipment, I've gone pretty much to the battery-powered stuff, from a chainsaw to hedge trimmers to mowers. But if you still do have some gasoline-powered stuff, one of the things that's a good recommendation to you is to get some clean gas. Steel and the other chainsaw people will sell it. It's more pricey, obviously, but it doesn't have the ethanol contamination in the gasoline, which can give you mechanical problems big time in your equipment long term. And you don't have to drain the tank if you have some left for the winter or whatever. Look into it. Different companies provide it. And if you use that for your chainsaws and for your mowers and for other gasoline engines, it really is worth the extra cost. The gasoline that does not have the ethanol. Ethanol has been just a disaster for a whole lot of different reasons, and obviously is still around. I'm showing Richard's still there. Is he still with us? Okay, sorry. Sorry, Richard. Should have talked to you off the air. What's up?
Okay. How big is your dog, Nellie?
Nellie's about 30 pounds, maybe a little bit more. Somewhere between 30 and 35.
So about 18 inches off the ground.
She got short little legs. She's not quite that tall. She's an interesting looking character.
All right. Well, you want the collar to be at least 18 inches from the trunk, from the edges of the trunk. And you want to ask them to fold the sheet metal on the outside edges. Otherwise, it'll be too sharp for anybody to handle it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, that sharp edge would be a problem.
But they can do all that. So okay. That's not a big deal.
Well, I'm going to get it done, and I'll give you a report as soon as I get it. Okay?
I'll be listening.
All right. Thank you for the call and the tip, Richard. Thanks very much. And I'll be painting it black so it blends into my garden. I did a newsletter about that. If you've never read it, look at painting fences and things black on dirtdoctor.com. Telephone number 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this. About watching a football
game are the pre and post game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today. Touchdown! Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at PureGrowUSA.com or call 469-423-0712.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, the birds and the Dirt Doctor are back, and we're back to the phones here. Marilyn and Sanger is next up. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi. Every year, I have a large garden, and I try and grow cucumbers, squash, watermelon, anything melony, cantaloupe. They die. There's a particular bug that comes, and it looks like it's gray and flat, and they just crawl up the vines and shrivel the plants. And I try and stay organic, and I've used the product Neem and other similar products, but they don't seem to help. And I don't know. Last year, I just did not go anything because of that. I got frustrated. So I'd like to try next year.
Well, it sounds like squash bugs. Is that what you think it is, Marilyn?
I think that's what I think it is.
Well, there's a couple of things that we can do. The first thing that I want you to do is, and we'll be talking about it on the show, and I'll be writing about it in the Dallas Morning News and on the website and the whole deal, and that is to put beneficial nematodes out as, you know, the season just first starts. When you first start to get some growth happening, uh-huh. It's warm enough, you know, in the spring. Put out the beneficial nematodes at the recommended rate. Any of the insectaries where you buy them can give you the information about how many you need to buy for the area and all that kind of thing. The second thing I would recommend that you do, and you can get it from the same people if your local garden center does not have any in stock, is to put out some yellow sticky traps. A lot of the really hard to control insects like spotted cucumber beetles and leaf-footed bugs and some stink bugs and the squash bugs are attracted to the yellow, and mostly people use it as a monitoring tool. But okay. we have found out that it actually works to help control certain of the most difficult pests. The third thing that you need to get in your arsenal is called spinosad. And the spinosad products are pretty effective on the squash bugs and other tough bugs. That's the active ingredient in the product. It's not the brand name. Spinosad, S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D, spinosad or spinosad, some people pronounce it.
Okay.
And the final thing for you, and it might even be the best one of the recommendations here, the new line of products for homeowner use called Pure Grow. P-U-R-E-G-R-O, Pure Grow. Their insect control might knock them in the head. Might be just the tip. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I will do that.
All right. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
And the final thing that you may be already doing, and most of you doing, it's for people hearing it the first time, it sounds like it's too much work, but it really isn't. When you have plants that are susceptible to squash bugs, and this everything I talked about will help with squash vine borer as well, which shrivels and shreds the stem of the plant. But the other thing to do on squash bugs is examine the backside of the leaves on a regular basis every time you go out into the garden, because you can see the eggs of the squash bug very easily. They're big. They're about half the size of BBs and about the same color. And when you see them, you just crush them or scrape them off. And that does a lot to help control those beasts. For those of you that are saying, well, what do I do about squash vine borer? Go to the grocery store, go to the drugstore, get a big syringe, like they're giving shots to an animal or something. Fill it with the BT, Bacillus thuringiensis, Dipel, or, you know, bioworm killer or whatever, the biological product. And as the plants first start to grow, where they're still clean and haven't been attacked yet, you just inject a little bit of the full-strength BT into the stems of the plants. Sounds like a lot of trouble. Eliminates the problem, okay? Let's see what Marie is up to in Dallas. Hi, Marie.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great, thanks.
We are putting in a new yard and a new house, and we were looking at this plant called Carex Evergold. It's like 10 to 18 inches spiky. I just wondering what you thought of that. I've read a little bit that it might seed in other beds and you're weeding a lot more.
Well, Carex is sedge, and it's kind of come on strong. I don't know why it was under the radar for so long. I'm using a couple at my house, and I'm very impressed with them. I personally, Marie, don't like the variegated plants in general, so I use the ones that are solid green. The two that I'm using are called Texas sedge and Berkeley sedge. And they're dark green or almost evergreen, not completely, but just beautiful. So, you know, if you like the variegated ones, I'm sure that's what the one you mentioned is. Give it a try, but also look at the Texas sedge and the Berkeley, too.
Okay. How long have you had them in?
Oh, they've been around in Dallas. I've only had mine in about a year, but they've been around in Dallas for several years. They're great plants. They're tough in sun or shade. I'm going to need to run. Right. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I have loved being with you today in this holiday season. Thanks for taking a little time to be with us. Go to dirtdoctor.com if you need something in the meantime. I'll see you next week, I hope. Go organic and enjoy your gardens and trees. Click on that red button at the top of dirtdoctor.com where it says Buy Howard's Books. Learn about how to get some deals, get my books, and also help the Texas Organic Research Center. Also look at my art, and you can help by going that route as well. I'll see you next time.